Minnesota sex ed program asks students to role-play gay, transgender sex scenarios. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 26, 2021. Community members and activists expressed anger and concern Monday to a Minnesota school board that reportedly has been using a sex ed program that asks straight students to role-play gay and transgender relationships. "This type of teaching has no place in our schools," one speaker told the Richfield School Board, reported independent news outlet Alpha News. Another speaker alleged parents were not told about the graphic nature of the sex ed curriculum. "Parents are intentionally being deceived and misled about what their children are being taught," she said. The K-12 Comprehensive Sex Education (CSE) program, called 3 Rupees, for rights, respect, responsibility, was developed by Advocates for Youth, which bills the curriculum on its website as honest, inclusive sex education for all students. The program teaches about gay sex, gender ideology, abortion, racial justice, and more, and utilizes visuals and role-playing activities. Advocates for Youth, which partners with Planned Parenthood, was confirmed by the Government Accountability Office, GAO, in 2015 to be using taxpayer funds to advocate for abortions as reproductive care. 3 Rupees teaches from the perspective of gender ideology. A lesson for kindergartners instructs teachers to refer to a woman as a person with a vulva. An elementary-level supplemental lesson plan is titled Thinking Outside the Gender Box, and states it aims to help upper elementary students understand the basic definitions related to gender identity and gender expression. Alpha News provided the following report on the role-play activities. In one series of lessons, 3 Rupees asks students to role-play through various relationship scenarios as part of education on consent and violence prevention. These scenarios ask students to pair up, pretend they are in gay or lesbian relationships, and navigate the process of deciding whether or not to have sex. One activity in the curriculum directs a male student to pretend his name is Morgan, a boy who is very active in his school's LGBTQ club, while another student pretends to be Terrence, a closet homosexual who wants to have sex with Morgan. In this scenario, Morgan plans a secret rendezvous and the two role-playing students are asked to make a decision about whether to have sex. In another scenario, students are asked to pretend they are transgender and make a decision about having sex with a woman. The program notes to teachers that heterosexual boys may display a homophobic response to being asked to engage in gay role-playing. The curriculum states, "Should this happen in your class, it's important to stop what you are doing. Notice the interaction, and ask for the class members to reflect on what's happening and why. Direct the students back to your class ground rules, and reinforce the agreement to be respectful, and that making homophobic comments is not respectful." The topic of anal sex for grades K-5 is raised in the context of HIV/AIDS prevention. For children in the upper grades, however, anal sex is listed, with vaginal and oral sex, as another routine option for sexual intimacy. One middle school level supplemental lesson plan in 3 Rupees sex ed teaches preteens understanding how racism impacts sexual health and wellness, particularly for racialized people, is paramount to providing inclusive and affirming sex education. Sex education has a history of centering white, cisgender, heterosexual people, which can promote harm and or erasure of everyone else, the curriculum states. Middle schoolers are taught about condoms and birth control in Lesson 9, and in a supplemental lesson learn about sex trafficking. A group called Stop CSE has compiled a summary of the 3 Rupees content. Julie Quist, a Child Protection League board member, told the Richfield School Board, "Programs like 3 Rupees are not effective." Quist elaborated. "The Institute for Research and Evaluation conducted a comprehensive study on the effectiveness of programs such as this. Out of 60 school-based studies, no credible evidence of effectiveness was found for sustained reductions in teen pregnancy or STDs. There was no evidence of effectiveness for increasing consistent condom use. Failure rates included 88% failure to delay teen sexual initiation and 94% failure to reduce unprotected sex. 12% of these programs found significant negative effects on adolescent sexual health and or risk behavior." Claims that explicit sex education has been proven effective are not supported by the evidence, Quist stated. Alpha News reported Richfield Board of Education Chairman Timothy Polis responded to the concerns at the meeting by stating, "The board does not actually know all the details of our curriculum, I think I can say that with confidence." He stated nevertheless that all the content is age-appropriate and was selected in partnership with parents and guardians. Breitbart News also reached out to Polis for comment on the sex ed curriculum and is awaiting his response.